When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Do you think it's possible to change your body chemistry without taking a drug, a pill, or eating wheatgrass? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. To enhance blood flow and oxygenate your entire body, the answer to that question is yes, and it could be as simple as learning a new way to breathe. Deep breathing, or sometimes called balloon breath, provides increased blood flow and oxygen, which your body needs. This is how you add this breathing technique. Sit up nice and straight in your chair, lower your shoulders, and take a deep breath in through your nose while inflating your lungs. Hold for a count of four and slowly purse your lips and exhale as if you're blowing up a balloon. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Independence Day action report for San Luis Obispo County. Atascadero police investigate disturbance involving gunfire. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On this morning's agenda is a report from the Fireworks Task Force on the outcome of enforcement strategies implemented this Independence Day. The task force was a collaboration with the County Public Information Office, Sheriff's Office, and County Fire. Flyers and signs were all sent out and posted to make gathering places for fireworks within unincorporated areas known. During enforcement activities, the Sheriff's Office initiated 5 criminal cases, 21 county ordinance violation notices, and seized 69 pounds of fireworks. Estimated total fines with the violations is $21,000. The Sheriff's Office received 1,166 emergency calls during the 24-hour period of July 4th, 258 of which were fireworks-related. The Board of Supervisors will receive and file this information this morning. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. The Atascadero Police Department investigated a call of a disturbance involving gunfire on the 9100 block of San Diego Road, August 2nd at about 7:10 p.m. Police learned that 2 adult males had been involved in a physical fight inside the residence. During the fight, one of the men produced a handgun, and 2 shots were fired while in close proximity with one another. Both men sustained gunshot wounds and were transported via ambulance to the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. The APD says there are no outstanding suspects or threats to the community. Lenne Fire in Paso Robles forces residents to evacuate. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A vegetation fire broke out yesterday afternoon near Lenne Road and Penman Springs Road. The fire broke out at about 4 p.m. and several buildings in the immediate area were threatened, prompting some evacuation orders. Traffic on Lenne Road had been reduced to one lane. At about 4:45 p.m., forward progress of the blaze was stopped, and the fire size was estimated to be 11.7 acres. No injuries or damaged structures were reported. Another fire broke out east of Templeton on Lamplighter Way yesterday at about 1:30 p.m. The fire was quickly knocked down to just about 1.5 acres about half an hour later. One tractor driver sustained minor injuries from the fire and was assessed but not transported to a nearby hospital. A Paso Robles man was arrested on Saturday in Santa Maria for allegedly using a tractor to crush a car. Authorities say on Saturday, August 1st at about 12:03 a.m., deputies responded to a 911 call on the 1700 block of Sinton Road in Santa Maria, reported a suspect driving a front-loader tractor into an occupied car. Deputies say an adult female passenger was in the vehicle when 38-year-old Levi Gaze from Paso Robles rammed the car with the tractor several times after an argument. The passenger was able to safely exit the vehicle without being seriously injured. Gaze was taken into custody and booked on felony charges of assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism. The City of Paso Robles will evaluate the feasibility of undercrossings at multiple locations on Highway 46 East. The agenda for tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting has an item to approve an agreement with a consultant to perform a feasibility study, evaluating the cost, benefits, and potential funding needed for the undercrossings. Right now, the city is evaluating conceptual undercrossings at Guerrero Creek, Union Road, and Airport Road. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. An undocumented immigrant believed to be from China has been convicted on false imprisonment and weapons charges in San Luis Obispo County. 27-year-old Yingqi Sun was arrested by CHP on May 3rd after law enforcement received a call from his significant other at about 12:32 a.m., saying that he was threatening her while they were camping around the Fort Hunter Liggett area. Sun then drove her near Templeton that day without a destination and refused to let the woman out of the car. CHP conducted a traffic stop and found him to be in possession of multiple illegal self-made guns and silencers. They also discovered he was not a lawful U.S. citizen. He was arrested and pleaded no contest to his charges. He'll serve 270 days in county jail, followed by 3 years of probation. and his convictions are all deportable offenses. He will serve a full sentence in jail before potentially being deported. He is scheduled to be sentenced September 15th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Padres 5-1, the Cubs over the Dodgers 10-5, the Giants beat the Rangers 5-1, the Cardinals over the Yankees 13-7. Tonight, the Angels will face the Orioles, the Athletics will go against the Reds, the Giants will face the Rangers, the Dodgers will go against the Cubs, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Cardinals. In California news, the district attorney for Bruno Hills has released more details of the brutal kidnapping and execution that had occurred earlier this week. 66-year-old Jeanquan Bo of Irvine has been charged with helping orchestrate the kidnapping and killing of 60-year-old Shuker Ikebar. Jinquan's brother was the one who killed Ikebar during the incident. Investigators say that the suspects and the victim were involved in a deteriorating business relationship, possibly tied to financial losses or company decisions. A 55-year-old woman drowned after being bitten by a shark near Monterey, California, a new autopsy report shows. The incident occurred on December 21st. Erica Fox was bitten by a shark, which broke her pelvis and severed a major artery, leading to her drowning at sea. Her body was found washed up on a beach northwest of Santa Cruz later. A federal judge on Monday opted to impose no restrictions for a massive California water conveyance system, determining environmental groups failed to show how the Central Valley Project failed to comply with the Endangered Species Act. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. As if there weren't enough big challenges for agriculture right now, especially when it comes to inputs, there is another looming situation that farmers need to be aware of. The Fertilizer Institute's president and CEO Corey Rosenbusch has more.
The bigger story that I don't think actually has hit yet is sulfur. So sulfur is not only an important fertilizer, but it's a key raw material for manufacturing phosphate fertilizer. And more than half of the globally traded sulfur passes through the Strait of Hormuz. We have not seen any ships come out with any of the fertilizer, any of the sulfur. We saw sulfur trading as high as $1,300 a metric ton from the Gulf near the Houston area.
When sulfur normally sells for about $100 a metric ton. So where is the sulfur going?
Mainly being bought up by the Chinese for mining operations. If they're going to use it in their operations to mine copper or nickel, that's getting $18,000 a metric ton, they can afford to run up that price when phosphate fertilizers only sells for $600 a ton. So it's at a point now where it's not even affordable to manufacture that product. So you've got Morocco, the Middle East, the United States, all starting to shutter phosphate production right now.
According to 535 News, Rosenbusch reiterates that the sulfur crisis has not yet arrived in the United States.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Funding priorities for the California Specialty Crop Block Grant Program will be one of the key topics discussed during the next meeting of the California State Board of Food and Agriculture. The grant program provides financial support for projects that enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops. The study aims to simplify the reporting requirements for growers while improving the consistency of information collected by the state. By streamlining the reporting process, supporters say it could help reduce administrative burdens on producers while maintaining strong food safety and environmental standards. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Tuesday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Thursday, Friday into the weekend, and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Low 90s on Thursday, upper 90s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, low 90s on Monday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the open. The Dow and S&P opened in record territory after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said there could be an agreement today or tomorrow to open the Strait of Hormuz. Also, earnings are mostly upbeat. Palantir, the data analytics company, easily topped expectations on artificial intelligence demand. It opened more than 18% higher. Caterpillar earnings topped forecast. The heavy machinery company says it was the first time in its history it generated more than $20 billion in sales and revenue in a single quarter, helped by demand for equipment to build data centers. Caterpillar shares are up 12%. McDonald's shares are up 1% after reporting better than expected earnings. And SpaceX reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us here on the Tuesday edition. A little pride for you. Oh, man. Charlie Pride.
So I feel so blue, sometimes I want to die. So I've got a broken heart, so what? They say that KPRL will heal all wounds in mice and men. And I know that someday I'll forget and love again. But just between you and KPRL, I've got my doubts about it, 'cause just between you and KPRL, you're too much to forget. The Morning Exchange.
All right, coming up this afternoon, two different sides. We'll go back to 1969 in the summer, the horrific Manson, Charles Manson. And then also in the 1 o'clock hour, because Barry has, you know, he does his summer thing, sabbatical, and Eric's tied up with other things, and it's been real busy. And it's the 90s, and it's reference to the, not the light. I keep forgetting the last real world. But anyway, the start of the major transition from what many people would call the, you know, the kids that grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and now all this technology is coming as we move along into the 90s to where we are now. So it's very interesting, and there's a lot of things that, boy, we thought the technology was big time back then with such things as, oh, CDs. Woohoo! Walkmans may have been before that, but anyway, it's kind of fun and kind of interesting to listen to this afternoon. So enjoy that. Enjoy that. All right, let's see here. I thought I saw something on the text. No, I did not. I know. So the cameras in the schools and the manipulation of pictures, usually explicit pictures of teenagers or maybe even younger, that their classmates, whatever, other people can get these pictures and just, how would you say, Chris, just simply manipulate, right? That would be the word.
Modify, manipulate, something like that.
Okay, and not for good purposes. That, again, the very compromising type of situations. Anyway, so this gets into the, cameras and the surveillance. Now, if you willingly install that and so forth, and I know law enforcement, I think, is primarily in favor of this, but here's something that's, I think, kind of interesting. I thought it was there. Oh, this is it. Generational split. A Cato Institute survey found that roughly 29% of Americans under 30 support government-installed home cameras compared to just 6% of people over 45. Think about that. 29% of Americans under 30 support government-installed home cameras to curb illegal activity. All right, Chris, you're under 30. You want a government-installed camera in your home?
No, I don't.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here, because I hear this and I have been hearing it for years. Well, you're not doing anything wrong, so what's the difference?
That's still no excuse. I don't know a proper way to articulate it. I've heard that argument before for a lot of other things, but still, just because you've, you know, quote unquote, got nothing to hide doesn't mean that you should violate someone's rights.
Right, because when we're in our home, we want to have our freedoms. To do whatever. Bander around the house in whatever way you feel you want to. Right? All those things. It's just your home and you want to feel comfortable and et cetera, et cetera. We all, many instances we present ourselves, maybe physically, dress-wise, in a certain way. Out and about in public. When you go home, you turn into a slob. You just plop up on the couch, take your shirt off or whatever, and you just want to lay there and enjoy life or whatever you're enjoying. So, 29% under 30 support this, and 6%, I don't even know why 6% over 45 would even think that it'd be proper, unless it's a, well, I got nothing to hide. I would disagree in saying we all have something to hide. And it doesn't mean it's illegal either. So anyway, again, gotta remember, none of this is far-fetched. None of this is far-fetched because the famous Jack O'Connell quote, if we can save just one. So how far will they go? They'll go as far as the next generation allows them. Especially when you start to see numbers like this. Now, maybe as these kids get older, they'll say, well, you know, it's probably not something I would want. I don't know how it would be constitutional anyway. But anyway, there's just something to think about. Something to think about. Because here's something to think about. Susanna mentioned a little bit yesterday some of the things that are coming with ballot initiatives. and it'll be talked about more and more and more. Now, this has to do with, I'll tie this in with the New York and California, this the tax on billionaires in New York, and of course the billionaire tax coming up in California. Now, I don't know why it's taken so long, but more people who do this for a living, economists or whatever, they're pointing out that, well, this sounds good to maybe middle and lower class, middle and lower class, that, yeah, we're going to make these billionaires pay. However, eventually, it comes down to the middle class. The middle class will end up having to pay the difference, because when this money is leaving the city or the state. Okay? So, for example, California's proposed wealth tax on billionaire aims to raise $100 billion. But here are the studies warn that it would indirectly impact all residents. Well, how would it do that? Well, by driving ultra-wealthy individuals out of the state, reducing future income tax revenues, and destabilizing the state budget, which is already destabilized. Wealthy residents may move to other states to avoid the levy, which critics argue will shrink the state's future tax base. That's already happening. Now, because California relies heavily on top earners for income tax, losing these taxpayers could result in the net loss of billions of public funds over time. If the projected revenue falls short or causes long-term economic damage, programs dependent on the funding, such as healthcare and education, could face deeper shortfalls. How about that? Well, in the state of California, the top 1% of earners pay the most in state income taxes, contributing roughly 39% of total personal income tax revenue. Think about that number. The top 1% contributing 39%. Yep, they don't pay. They don't pay. The top 1% of earners pay an average tax rate of about 26.95 and shoulder nearly 2/5 of the state's total income tax pool. The top 5% earners pay an average rate of 24.45 and contribute an even larger share of the state revenue. California features top marginal income tax rate of 12.3, plus an extra 1% mental health service tax surcharge on taxable income over $1 million. How about that? How about that? We need to do a lot better job in school and many things, but also economics is a major one. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We had a near riot at the senior center yesterday. You know, when the city council decided to give the contract for the senior center to Capslo, they were promised they would keep all the personnel. Guess who they didn't keep?
Well, I know they got rid of Mickey.
Yeah, and it caught, they had a big meeting at the senior center yesterday, and the seniors were up in arms over getting rid of Mickey.
So what was the near riot?
The seniors, they don't riot, though. They just complain like hell.
Okay, so when I'm thinking of a riot, I'm thinking of people getting...
I said near riot.
Okay, so what do you think is going to be done?
Nothing. Why? Has the city ever listened to the public?
Well, what was the reason the city gave for turning this over to Capslo?
Well, the contract that used to be there was a senior advocacy, and they didn't want it anymore. So then the city took it over. And they didn't want to manage it. So they contacted Capslo and some others, and Capslo told them, we'll take it over and we'll keep everything exactly the same, including personnel. They lied.
Well, a couple of things, because I'm not involved with the senior center. I know Mickey. She's really nice, and I know Doris. That's it. That's my extent. I've never done anything there. So here's my question. If the city said, well, you know what? We really don't want to deal with this anymore. What did you want them to do with it?
Well, I don't know if... well, actually, the city dealt with it fine when Linda was
that's
running.
Dale, I don't want to fight.
I'm trying to answer your question.
That's my point. That's my point.
I'm trying to answer your question.
Answer the question. Don't dance around for 5 minutes. It's as simple. If the city doesn't want to handle it anymore, what do you want them to do? That's not a difficult question. It takes 5 minutes to answer.
I think the city should have managed it rather than giving it to Capsule.
Said they don't want to.
No, who said?
The city. You just said that they said they didn't want to do it anymore. So what are they supposed to do? Shut the whole thing down?
No. Actually, when Linda ran it, it was under the city auspices.
Oh, jeez. The city said they don't want to do it anymore. So
how do you know that?
You just told me.
No, I said they were looking for somebody else to manage it.
Well, what does that tell you?
Well, the city very often subcontracts because they don't want the liability.
Does anybody really think that when any entity comes in and takes over that there's going to be no changes?
Well, I'm just telling you, they reneged on their promise.
Well, if you bought it, then go take it up with them. But please learn how to answer a question. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us this morning here, if an entity doesn't want to do it, I don't know what it was costing us as taxpayers and so forth. I've heard good things about the senior center and all the programs they offer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if the city didn't want to do it anymore, you don't want somebody running something that they don't want to run. That's pretty simple. Pretty simple. So take it up more with your council people, whatever. I know one of the issues is that it was not, at least from what I was told, presented in a, I don't know if proper is the correct word, manner to the city on what was going to happen or what could happen. So there you go. Let's see here. In-home cameras. If you're not doing anything wrong, what does it matter? It depends on the definition of what's wrong. What if watering your lawn after 5 p.m. is wrong? What if turning your air conditioner down below 75 degrees is wrong? So depending on the definition, anything you do on a daily basis could be considered wrong. We need less government, not more. Absolutely. You don't let the foot in the front door at all, literally. You just did not do that. I've never liked the, well, if you're not doing anything wrong. Nope. Don't like that as an answer at all. All right, let's see here. What else do we have on this? Come on, mouse is stuck. Oh, that's not anything. All right, so you have that and the taxes. Also, for those of you, let me go to a lighter thing here. No, that's not it. Okay, so when you talk about services in the amount of money that the billionaires or the rich people pay in any state, they pay a higher percentage, and they are the rest of the pot. Not all, but a lot of the population is dependent on them because they are so successful. Now, here's an amazing statistic. In the United States of America, estimates for welfare use by illegal immigrants range from 59 to 61% per household. Think about that number. What percentage of illegal immigrants use welfare? According to this, 59 to 61% for households headed by undocumented immigrants. That's a huge number. A huge number. And this is from the Center for Immigration Studies coming out with this figure. So the government wants to keep on taxing you more and more and more. At some point, this has to, the rubber needs to meet the road. Let's see here. The majority of people on food stamps in the United States are U.S.-born citizens. And that's not surprising because the majority of the citizens here are, or at least documented. Others aren't documented, so I don't know how they keep track of that other than the statistic that I gave you here on the 59% to 61%. But these numbers, they have not and are not getting lower. So again, something to think about because after all, it is your money. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
A local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Atascadero Police Department investigated a call of a disturbance involving gunfire on the 9100 block of San Diego Road. Two adult males had been involved in a fight in the residence, and one of them procured a handgun. Two shots were fired in close proximity, and both men sustained gunshot wounds. There were non-life-threatening injuries. The APD says there are no outstanding suspects or threats to the community. An undocumented immigrant believed to be from China has been convicted on false imprisonment and weapons charges in San Luis Obispo County. 27-year-old Yingqi Sun was arrested by CHP on May 3rd during a traffic stop, holding his significant other in his car and refusing to let her leave. Police found illegal guns and ammunition during a search of his vehicle, and he was arrested following his time in jail. His convictions are all deportable offenses. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Last chance to make a deal before decapitation. President Trump also said he wanted the Strait of Hormuz open today.
Different messages coming out of Washington and Tehran this morning. The president says the U.S. is in talks with Iran. Iran is saying no such thing is happening. In fact, it's in talks with Oman to not only take over full control of the Strait of Hormuz, but to figure out how to reopen it. The president says Iran is facing its last chance.
This is not something that, if it doesn't happen, this is a last chance.
Fox's Aisha Hosni with the president at the White House. Oil prices back to $77 a barrel today. Primary day in five states. Missouri gets to vote on ending the state income tax and cutting property and local taxes. America is listening to Fox News.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamlin. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc. Keeping you in the comfort zone.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
This summer, fuel...
All righty, computer. We'll try it again.
North County weather.
There it is. All right, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Well, a little cooler today. Highs in the low 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 50s. And mainly sunny. And we'll do low 90s again on your Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, mid to upper 90s. Upper 90s on Saturday. Mid 90s Sunday. Low 90s Monday. And hopefully upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 6:14 a.m., 8:05 p.m. We are at 63. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant and the delightful River Oaks community. Let's make a deal, Paso, and it's Paso Robles of Fandom, where hidden treasures find you. It will take place Saturday, August 22nd in the City Park, and that's from 9 till 3. It's fun for the entire family, and they'll have a kids' flea market as well. All right, so you can go to info at pasorobles.downtown.org. For more information, there you go, info at PasoRobles.downtown.org for more information. So it's coming up 22nd. Also coming up, and that's October 17th, the beloved Colony Days Parade, an annual community celebration, is officially set for that new date. So mark your calendars, and if you'd like to participate in one way or the other, whether it's getting your float in there or maybe helping out in some way or as a vendor, contact the City of Atascadero for that. And remember, for those, the Fall Fest is a free admission, family-friendly carnival held at the Sunken Gardens as well, 16th through the 18th of October. So plan now in advance, and it's always helpful to, when you're, trying to get things done or looking for to maybe help out, to let the committee know as soon as possible. All righty, Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. They've got lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving gently along here at The Right Choice at 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. There's a jingle in there somewhere. Oh no. Let's see here. Our local celebrities leading off, we have Catherine Picanso, David Elson, Dale Evers is having a birthday, Dave Walters is having a birthday, Margaret Ward, Paul Phelps, Rihanna Bruin, Ken Brokamp, Marley Blue Carey. Speaking of Carey or Gary, we have one Brill. Gary Brill is celebrating a birthday. Marty Flynn, Tim and Amana Weeks, Larry and Regina Matthews, Dustin and Lynn Frula, Joe and Sarah Guglielmo, and from Matt Smog and Car Care, Matt and Karen DeVille, another anniversary. All right, onward we go. Let's see here. Who do we have? Satchmo. Louis Armstrong, 1901. Passed away in 1971. Golf Hall of Famer, Harry Cooper, 1904, 2000. The Great Miler. Kansas Ironman, Glenn Cunningham, 1909, 1988. Onward. Roel Wallenberg, a member of the rescued at least 100,000 Jews during World War II, 1912, passed away in 1947. He died in a Russian prison, by the way. Let's see here. Who else is on? The Rocket. Maurice Richard, Hockey Hall of Famer, one of the best, 1921, passed away in 2000. Dallas Green, a manager and also pitched a little bit, 1934-2017. Hayes Jones, the Olympic gold medalist in the hurdles, 1938. Frankie Ford, Won't You Let Me Take You on a Sea Cruise, 1939-2015. This lady can absolutely sing. She is so underrated, and that would be especially What's the Matter, Baby. Timmy Euro, she just need to listen to her. 1940, she passed away in 2004. Cleon Jones of the Mets, 1942. David Carr, not the quarterback, but this was from the group The Fortunes, 1943. Richard Peltzer from, he's a comedian, but also acted in some other stuff. I've seen him. He's a pretty funny guy, though. 1944, 2023, Rick Derringer, 1947. Should not be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. John Riggins, 1949. Billy Bob Thornton, 1955. Mary Decker, the track star, 1958. Everybody's favorite president, number 44, Barack Obama, 1961. Roger Clemens, 1962. B.J. Surhoff, pretty good baseball player, primarily a catcher, 1964. Who else do we have on the list here? Yo-Yo, the rapper, 1971. Okay. And I saw someone else here. Oh, Kurt Busch, the racing car guy, 1978. And who else is on here that I'm looking at? Tiffany Evans, the singer, and she was born in 1992. All right. Passing away in this day, James Brady. He was with Reagan when he was shot, and then him and his wife went crazy with gun control. 2014, Victor Mature from Kentucky, 1999. J. Howard Marshall, who was he? Well, he was an American billionaire, and by at the age of 89, he married Anna Nicole Smith. He passed away in 1995 with a big smile on his face. Daniel Wesson, co-founder of Smith & Wesson, passed away in 1906. Hans Christian Andersen passed away in 1875, and that is it. All right, let me see here. Going to the top of the list, many of you may not remember, but he was indicted on 6 felony counts involving perjury, false, He pleaded not guilty, and he was found in June of 2000, not guilty on all counts of lying to Congress. However, these controversies hurt his chances for election into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And kind of like Barry Bonds, you can say even before this mess came up, they were certain to be in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens was just strictly so dominant. Let me see. Seven-time Cy Young Award winner. He was a two-time Triple Crown, four-time wins leader, seven times ERA leader, five times strikeout leader. All-Star games, okay, he was in 11 of them. That's not a big deal, but two-time World Series champion. He won 354 games. His earned run average was 3.12, and he had over 4,600 strikeouts. That is an amazing career. Again, he was found not guilty on all charges, but his reputation has soured over the years. And again, simply one of the most dominating pitchers, not just in his era, but in baseball history. And fierce competitive nature, obviously hard throwing. And he did use some intimidation to put fear in batters. You might want to ask, I don't know if Mike Piazza had any fear, but that incident there with the baseball bat that went back to the mound, that was during the World Series, and Clemens flipped it back to him, and a fight almost broke out. By the way, he also had 20 strikeouts in a nine-inning game. He did that twice. Something else to watch on the mound. Roger Clemens goes all the way to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On this morning's agenda is a report from the Fireworks Task Force on the outcomes of enforcement this Independence Day. The Sheriff's Office initiated 5 criminal cases, 21 county ordinance violation notices, and seized 69 pounds of fireworks. A vegetation fire broke out yesterday afternoon near Lenny Road and Penman Springs Road. The fire broke out at 4 p.m. with several buildings in the immediate area threatened, prompting some evacuation orders. Traffic on Lanay Road had been reduced to one lane, and Ford Progress The Blaze was stopped at about 11.7 acres. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Now, despite his reputation as a very aggressive pitcher, he only led the league in hit batsmen only once in his career, and he got into it with, well, Lou Piniella, Alex Rodriguez, and I told you the one about Mike Piazza and Cito Gaston. Just list is pretty endless. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.